Just a few thousand people voted absentee or by mail in Delaware's 2016 state primary election. This year, nearly 16 times as many did. Even more could vote that way in the general election next month. That's because for the first time, Delawareans can vote by mail without an excuse this year. State Election Commissioner Anthony Albence emphasizes it's one of several ways to vote.
Vote by mail is an option. You know, we have the polling place option available. When the legislators wrote that legislation, that was part of the intention of that, was just adding this as an option in addition to polling places.
Delaware's shift is part of a massive expansion of vote by mail nationwide amid the pandemic. An NPR PBS and Marist poll last month found 35% of registered voters across the country plan to vote by mail in November. But not everyone's happy with this expansion. Hundreds of lawsuits have been filed across the country against states' vote by mail systems over issues like accessibility to disabled voters, ballot return deadlines, and drop boxes. Even in Delaware, this year's temporary vote by mail system has faced two legal challenges. The League of Women Voters and the ACLU of Delaware tried to get the deadline to return ballots by mail extended. The state Republican Party tried to get the entire system thrown out, arguing the legislation that established it was unconstitutional. The vote by mail law passed this summer was not the first change to Delaware's voting options this year. In March, Governor John Carney used his coronavirus emergency order to expand one of the traditional absentee voting excuses, sick or physically disabled, to include anyone impacted by the coronavirus. That effectively allowed every registered Democrat or Republican in Delaware to vote by mail, email, and for a time an internet voting platform in July's presidential primary, and prompted an unprecedented level of absentee voting that election. The vote by mail legislation passed this summer sought to make it even easier for Delawareans to vote remotely this year. Here's the lead sponsor, House Majority Leader Valerie Longhurst, at a virtual bill signing in July.
Voting is a right and it's not a privilege. And we should never have to choose between our health or the right to vote. And House Bill 346 is a bill that will help all Delawareans to stay safe.
The legislation directed the Department of Elections to send vote-by-mail applications to all primary and general voters who hadn't already chosen to vote absentee. Voters can also apply for a mail-in ballot online. Voters can return their mail-in ballots by postal mail or place them in one of five secure drop boxes statewide. Mail-in votes must be received by election officials by the close of polls on Election Day. Unlike in some states, ballots postmarked by Election Day but received later cannot be counted. The Delaware Republican Party sued the state to try to block vote by mail before the November election. Julia Klein represented the GOP at a chancery court hearing last month. She argued that vote by mail is not absolutely necessary to the continuity of government and is therefore unconstitutional.
All the polling places were open. We did have a mechanism, a constitutional mechanism, namely absentee voting in place, which was, you know, as simple as people going online, clicking a button and requesting.
Vice Chancellor Sam Glasscock rejected that argument. He wrote that maintenance of polling places with volunteer staff is itself a government function. And with the coronavirus at large, that function is threatened by massive in-person voting. The deadline to return mail-in ballots was at the heart of a Delaware League of Women Voters and ACLU of Delaware lawsuit. They argued that even voters abiding by vote-by-mail deadlines may not have their votes counted. Voters can request a mail-in ballot as little as 4 days before the election, the last day officials can send ballots out. The Department of Elections recommends voters send applications in at least a week before the election, but the U.S. Postal Service recommends voters mail ballots back by that point. David Fry represented the League of Women Voters before a chancery court judge earlier this week.
There are people who can engage in a good faith process to understand what the deadlines are, when they need to request their ballot, how early they need to vote, and believe they're following the process in good faith and still have their votes not count because they show up too late.
Fry argued this violates the free and fair elections and right to vote clauses of Delaware's Constitution. But Vice Chancellor Glasscock questioned where the line should be drawn.
There were always people who needed to rely on absentee balloting in order to have their votes registered. I'm struggling to understand. So it was constitutional, even though some people were being disenfranchised. Now it's unconstitutional, and you're saying it's more than just more people are liable to be disenfranchised. I'm just struggling a little bit to see how that works.
Glasscock rejected the League of Women Voters and ACLU's challenge Friday. Election Commissioner Anthony Albans has declined to weigh in on whether the mail-in ballot return deadline should be extended to make sure all votes are counted.
Our philosophy is that looking at the way the law is now is just encouraging people to be as prudent as they can to get stuff in as early as they can.
More than 800 mail-in ballots, or around 1%, went uncounted during the primary election last month because they arrived after the close of polls. Mike Brickner, executive director of the ACLU of Delaware, said during a Get Out the Vote webinar late last month, his concerns with changes Postmaster General Louis DeJoy instituted this summer.
If you've been paying attention to what's going on with the U.S. Postal Service right now and all of the tricks and hijinks that many people in the federal government are using right now to slow down the mail, we're seeing where that is endangering our right to vote by mail.
Federal judges have recently ruled to stop these changes. The Postal Service says it has a robust and tested process for proper handling and timely delivery of election mail. Kimberly Johnson is a resident of Newark who's been unemployed during the pandemic. Johnson tried to vote by mail during the state primary in September.
But every time I went to mail it in, the mailbox has just been like overstuffed outside of the post office. And I wasn't aware of the ballot drop boxes in time. So I went in person and voted, and they just like voided that out and had me vote in person.
Johnson says even after this experience, she plans to vote by mail for the general election.
I'm immunocompromised, so the idea of standing in that long line, which I'm sure will be even longer for the general election, I'm definitely more for vote by mail. I just know, like, to either mail it out super early, do it right away, or use the election offices have drop boxes you can put them in. And so I'm probably just going to utilize that.
State elections officials, lawmakers, and others will be watching how vote-by-mail works for voters like Johnson this year to see whether it should be made a permanent option. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.